Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, everyone, so TGIM. Thank you. Another broadcasting week starts for us. I will have Danielle St. John filling in for the Monday co-host spot. And we do have Felicia joining us here in just a little bit. She is joining the Freedomizer family. She is our newest Freedomist. So before I bring in Felicia, I have to introduce our co-host here. That would be Danielle St. John. Welcome in, Danielle.
Well, hello.
So I feel
thank
bad.
You for the
applause. I think Monday got more applause than you did, and I don't know how
I
that happened.
So. That's okay. That's all right. I had a great Monday.
Yeah? What'd
yep,
you do?
Went to the beach with the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, we spent a couple hours at the Dog Beach, which is like especially my dog park. But it's a beach, and I love it. And so
yeah. We're
just enjoying the summer.
So I hope you've talked to Micah because he's been asking me if you could talk to him. So I hope you got that figured out.
I called him. I have not heard back
right.
from him. So
all right, so it's
yeah.
phone tag. That's cool because he keeps asking me to. When are you going to talk to Danielle? I really would like to pick her brain on some ideas. And I'm like, well, I could send her a message.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm happy to talk to him anytime. Yeah, I called him
okay.
once. We're just in the phone tag right now.
All right, no problem. So I do want to show our friend here, Felicia, the ropes here on Freedomizer. I'm always excited when we have a new show happening here. And for those that are interested, Wendy has decided to leave Freedomizer due to personal reasons. Nothing to do with any negativity or fights on Freedomizer or anything like that. She just is having some personal issues that she wants to handle, and she's decided to leave. But that's okay because Dahl Arntzen is coming back. She might be back next week. It might be in 2 weeks.
Oh, woohoo.
So, Danielle, just plan on if Dahl is not ready by next week, then I might ask you to fill in one more time. At this point, it's not worth looking around to see who else is available.
Oh, yeah, great. No, I'm happy to help out anytime.
So I'm giving you a one-week heads up here that Dahl might not be ready for next Monday.
Yeah, okay. I'll have 2 days in a row then.
2 weeks in a row? Yeah, and 2 days in a row, yeah.
Yeah, and 2 weeks.
So I don't know if Leslie is going to move to Monday and give Dahl her Tuesday back. That's for them to decide.
Okay.
As long as I have a co-host on Monday and a co-host on Tuesday, I don't mind who shows up here.
Right, exactly.
All right, so now that show announcements are out of the way, let's go ahead and bring in our newest Freedomist here. And she's been a personal friend of she went to high school, actually, with my wife. And when my wife and I got married, her and I and her family and us became friends, and we've been in good contact for, 12 and a half years now, or 12 years, whatever it is. Anyway,
about
let's
that.
Go ahead and bring Felicia in here.
I love the applause. That's awesome.
Well, keep in mind, you're always happy to have that applause than the alternate, which is Nelson.
Ha ha! Okay.
You don't want that.
I agree. And I have to say, I actually knew your stunning, beautiful, amazing wife in middle school, too, which means
middle
she probably
school.
Knew me through the most awkward
okay.
phase of my life, and she kept me, which is awesome.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. So,
right, that's a good friend right there.
So I met Danielle, our co-host, maybe about almost a year and a half ago, just online. We've never met in person, believe it or not, although we tried. We threatened to. And she ran, Danielle here ran during the recall Gavin Newsom election as the Green Party candidate last year when Larry Elder and Governor Grusom and everybody else was running. So Danielle was a part of that. And after a few interviews, as soon as she realized that she was not going to be the next governor, she joined us.
I mean, that's the second best thing, right? Thank you.
You know, I don't know. Having a voice is awesome. Might even be first best.
Yeah, actually.
That is true.
True. So I do a show every Sunday from 3 to 6 called Seeds of Change, So which was basically my campaign anyway, which, you know, was taking back resources, starting with food, news, and health. So, you know, now I get to – I've been obviously – living that life since 2018 when I ran for Congress. And I'm happy that I get to, I mean, I've been planting food all over the sides of the roads for years, but I'm happy to take on the next resource, which is news, and have a platform to do that as well. I'm super excited to be here.
Excellent. We need good voices in the news industry.
So, Felicia, tell us about what you're hoping to do and when your showtime will be and all that good stuff.
So I'm really excited that we're going to be starting an online Bible study resource, really. We're going to be doing, I want to say I have this right, Wednesday mornings from 9 to 10:30. Is that correct, Proof? Do I have the right time?
Well, considering that I did not get to view your welcome packet, so... Yeah, that time is open, so if you want to make
it
official,
it.
I'm good.
That's what we're doing then, Wednesday from 9 to 10:30, and we're going to be doing a Bible study resource that we're hoping will be available for people to be able to do Bible study at home themselves or within a small group. It should work in a small group setting as well. And then, obviously, once it goes over to podcast, it can be used after it's aired live, but we want to have an opportunity for questions and answers. So if you're interested in that live question and answer, you want to get onto the live show. We'll be studying through the book of Romans, and I want to do things a little bit differently. I don't want to pull out just topically as I would like to do. We're literally going to read through in order that it's presented by Paul in the Bible manuscript, and we're just going to, what I call a scripture month. We want to go dig deep and find out what those original words meant and what Paul meant when he wrote them to the best of our ability.
Awesome.
Hey, I can get with that. We're fighting two evils right now. We have the physical evil and we have the spiritual evil. And for me, I don't think you could fight one without the other.
I would agree, and I think that honestly, there's sometimes there can be concern with changing legislation to what you want it to be because it can always be turned back around on you. I think the most effective way to see change in any place is really to change the hearts of people and to bring it back to the Lord. So that's our hope. My daughter will be joining me as a co-host. Her name's Mariah. She's an experienced missionary. She's studying to be a pastor. She also happens to be one of my favorite people because I birthed her, and she's awesome. So she's going to be great there. I don't know. She's one of my favorite people. And
I haven't talked to Zoe too much in the last few months, as in my daughter, but the last time I talked to her, she asked if I still talk to Mariah.
She's a pretty great girl, I have to be honest. She's not here today because... she's over at a party celebrating what will be an engagement for a friend of hers. But that engagement is probably taking place right now. I'm so excited for them. And they met at another Bible study that we're running.
Danielle, Misty and I are friends with Felicia. My daughter is friends kind of with her daughter. They just haven't seen each other in a few years. But
yep.
They all know each other.
That's awesome.
It goes way back. Since
you're starting with Romans, can I give you my favorite, actually it's my favorite verse in the Bible. It just happens to be in Romans. Can I give it to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans 8:38 and 9.
My favorite chapter. My favorite chapter, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I'm sorry?
I said I'm so glad you're starting with Romans. It's like, you gave me goosebumps.
It's such a great book. Like, honestly, I came to faith later in life. I grew up in a non-Christian home. And so I didn't become a Christian until my late teens and really started studying the Bible in my early 20s. And the reason why I'm starting with Romans now, trying to pick your favorite Bible book, at least for me, is like trying to pick my favorite child. I really can't narrow it down even to my top five. But Romans was really important to me coming from a non-church background because it has such a broad overview of basic Christian doctrine in one book. And so that's part of the reason why I wanted to start there.
That's awesome.
I feel like we're kind of at a crossroads right now because a lot of people who were kind of middling in faith, that what they're seeing now is bringing people back to Christ. But the ones that are lost are all the way out there lost, and there's no recollecting them. So it's kind of like people, whether they know it or not, they're choosing their sides because you can't serve both.
Yeah,
you can't, but I've seen God do some amazing things. Like I have literally seen him bring someone who was headlong into Wicca straight to faith in Jesus. It's a matter of the Holy Spirit does what he wills, and he reaches out to touch the hearts of people. We're just supposed to, basically God said everything that he wanted to say in the Bible in the first place, and it's our job just to let him say it again through us in a way that will reach the people who we're interacting with every day. So, like I said, I'm really excited about it. I have a heart to see people come to faith in Jesus, and I have a heart to see the gospel presented in a way that people understand it so that it can be a faith that changes them and doesn't leave them the same.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. That's exactly what we need. I grew up in a, we did not go to church. Like, people in my family believed in God, but basically, like, our gospel was don't swear and don't chew with your mouth open, it wasn't really a present thing in our lives at all. And there was so much chaos going around, in my childhood with my mother was in jail. My dad blew up a meth lab and left the state. I like to say that I didn't find God. God found me. I started going to church that was when I was about, I wouldn't say like a, I mean, middle school probably. I actually had a battle with what I call, carbon copy Christians, where they say one thing and they use the Bible to justify it and they turn around and are so full of hypocrisies that, like, for a while, I was at battle, I would say in my 20s, I was at battle with religion as a whole. And I still believe that we need to condemn, the big parts of the church, like, for instance, the Catholic Church. I'm not saying that the believers or even all of the priests are bad, but there is a demonic hold on, I believe, that, that religion in particular. We can go over other ones too. But in the pedophilia, and basically because the Catholic Church bastardized the Bible, they changed it. I think that's why these demons are so entrenched in the church. Long story short, but the whole time, I've always had a very deep connection with God. He speaks to me, and he has since I was a teenager. And I've always allowed, I don't beat myself up over sin. I ask for forgiveness for sin. But I don't let the guilt hold me back, and I just go where he tells me to, put down some of the strangest paths, like government, you know. Never thought I would do that. But so, long story short, you're right. And the right now, there is such a need for that connection, and I see it in people's faces a lot of times, that they have such a disconnect. You can almost see the difference between somebody who has Holy Spirit and somebody who doesn't. It's pretty crazy. So this is a great time for you to be doing this. This is most needed, I think.
Well, I'm really excited too, and I will say, you know, honestly, whenever we see that disconnect and that kind of a problem broadly, it's really, really important that we are able to help to restore that and to bring restoration to that. And so I agree that where we see those disconnects, we have to do something about it. And I think, honestly, if you can't tell the difference between a born-again Christian and someone who's not, something's wrong, you know. There should be an absolute difference that having a connection with the Lord, having a relationship with the Lord, and having the Holy Spirit in our lives makes. And if it doesn't, then we really at some point need to reconsider, you know, what's going on with our walk, because God doesn't just call us just to love, but he also calls us to holiness, and he also calls us to a mission. And all that is part and parcel to the life of a Christian.
Yes, absolutely. And not enough people know that, you know, that this is a walk. And, you know, the Bible, everybody kind of seems to think is, you know, an instruction manual, but I think it's more of a roadmap on how you live your life, right? And so that's why, mm-hmm. you know, when you're, you know, looking at the Bible, like a non-believer will, you know, open up something, you know, a page in the Bible and say, well, this makes no sense. Well, you know, when you're reading a map of Georgia, but you're living in France, it's not going to make sense. You know, there's so many different lessons and so many different, you know, there's so many, like, the Bible is there for us at every part of our life. You know, sometimes it might not make sense to us, but later on in life it will. So, you know, like I say, I think it's more of a roadmap than an instruction manual, but, you know, but it's still obviously very valid. That's where we get our direction.
Right, right. And, of course, cultural context makes a big difference. You know, sometimes we have to think about the fact that we're reading a translation in English, first of all, and we're reading it with a Western mindset and a Western mind, and it wasn't written for us. It was written the original message was written to a Middle Eastern mindset in a totally different century. So I think a lot of times I've totally found areas, the second show that we have planned, we're going to talk about things like covenant, something I wasn't actually taught in church until probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it rocked my world.
Covenant?
Suddenly,
is that what you said?
Yes. The whole concept of covenant, what we're generally taught is that a covenant is kind of like a business deal or a business relationship. It's like a contract, and it's really not.
Yeah.
It's not anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the closest to that concept that you can see in our current culture, but it begs to be revisited for us to really fully understand what a covenant looks like and what it means. Once you see it, you can never unsee it. And once you see it, it totally rocks, like, what Christ's sacrifice on the cross meant and what walking in relationship with him means. It reframes everything in the Bible and makes it come alive. So we'll actually be talking about that the second
right.
show.
That's awesome. Yeah, and especially because, you know, like, and once you find that right pastor, too, like, that actually can explain it, the cultures, the customs, the language, you know, all of it, you're right. You do need more people out there to be explaining this to people the way it needs to be. It should have always been explained.
I agree. So I'm excited to be able to present the knowledge and to have it there for other people to learn, and I'll give out some resources that I use to learn about it, but I'm really, really excited about that part. Trying to figure out how to narrow that down to 27 minutes.
Well, I do a 3-hour show, so I don't know. Maybe if this is, if you can't get it out that quickly, then extend your time.
Right.
Yeah, you'll
very
notice
true,
after
very
a
true.
While that 90 minutes is nothing.
Especially if you have a guest.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the first couple of them, we just have some contextual things that we'll be doing, but we'll be bringing on guests regularly as the show presses on.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I'll definitely check it out.
You...
Like, that's the time I'm driving around in the car. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Fabulous. I'm
excited. I
want
to show Felicia something cool here on the switchboard.
Okay.
Okay, I'm checking it out.
Maybe I'll learn something new, too.
I think you already know, Danielle. You notice where I put Danielle's name under her phone number?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, so click under your phone number, Felicia, and just put your name in there.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Okay, I have a question.
I feel so official.
Is there a way to save those, like, permanently?
No, not permanently.
Boo. Okay.
But if somebody calls in enough, you would know their phone number.
Yeah, I know. But the first couple times, I had a hard time with it. And then, like, Ty got a new phone. And then, yeah. So I was just wondering if there was a way I could save it permanently. No problem.
Yeah, so, Felicia, that helps. If somebody screens a call, then you can put their name up there. Then you, when it's time to bring them on the show, then you can call them by their name.
Yes, that's exciting. I love it. Excellent.
So,
and
the
I'm,
way it works,
I'm scrolling up now and I can
in,
see the clips and things.
When somebody calls in, you see the blue headphones, and I'll show her. Danielle, I'm going to put you in the back just for a second here so I can show her. So the blue means that they're not
mm-hmm.
on air. They're just listening. And if they have their hand up,
okay.
That means that you go to them whenever you can. There's no rush. And if you're not taking calls that day, then you're not taking calls. But it's nice to acknowledge
okay.
somebody.
Okay. And then do you just push the microphone then to bring her back in?
Yes.
I'm back.
Excellent.
And
yay,
if somebody calls
so glad.
In just to curse at you, then you can just hit that X button. You're not required
okay.
to take them if they're doing that stuff to you.
I have
okay.
not had a belligerent caller yet, but probably because nobody listens to my show. But... because I'm a deadbeat producer. I said that last week, too. I could do so much more with it, but I need to get with the program. But I've never had to cut anybody off. I've never had anybody belligerent. Somebody came into the chat mm-hmm. once, though, and was saying, like, horrible things in the chat.
Yeah. Repeat that, please.
I was asking if you could see the chat from the studio.
Yes, because where the middle is, where it says episode info, you
uh-huh.
can hit the button next to it and a chat appears. Danielle, I would recommend also opening the chat while you're on your show. I don't know if you do or not.
Yeah,
oh.
And I've got our chat. I have our chat open here, too. Sometimes I forget, but I do try to open the chat every time.
Got it.
So it's like a grab bag. You could have 30 people in there. You can have nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, I've only had a couple. But like I said, I'm a deadbeat producer, and I don't really usually create the show until, you know, hours before. So if I created the show, I could share the link earlier in the week, and I might get more of an audience. But, again, I am deadbeat.
So in creating the show, we're talking about, like, something that you're doing digitally to make sure you have a link. Is that it?
Yes. So
yeah.
Eventually here, you can hover over it real quick here. You see the Freedomizer logo in the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, so at some point you're going to go to create, and it doesn't have to be now, because I'm not going to walk you through it right now while I'm on air. But you're going to create your show.
Perfect.
And keep in mind, though, even if you're doing a 90-minute show, you set that up for 180 minutes because you might, if somebody wants a show from 10:30 to 12, then that means that time is available because you haven't claimed it. So always make a 180-minute show, and just keep aware that if you're only doing 90 minutes, you might have a roommate.
Okay. Sounds good.
So
I think we're gonna shoot for 90 minutes because I think beyond 90 minutes might be a little long for a typical Bible study in someone's home.
Understand, I'm not here to do anything to make you do more. I'm just letting you know that somebody might say I can only do 10:30 to noon on Wednesdays. So if it's open, they have.
No worries.
And
no worries.
You never know. I mean, I'm certainly going to call in. So you might have some questions at the end. There might be other conversation that people need to hear on air. And so, yeah, that's just for the study. There's still questions, Q&A, and conversation afterwards that's probably going to happen.
Right. That's true. I don't know. And my son, he's 10, and he's got all sorts of Bible knowledge. He's really excited, and I think he's going to try to sneak in.
All right.
He's like, I can do a radio show. I'm like, all right, bud. We'll put you on at some point.
Maybe he can produce mine then, because he might be better at it than me.
You know what would help, Danielle?
He definitely loves having a voice.
What's that?
You know what would help you is that I do four shows a week, so I set them all up at the same time, and I just cut and paste.
Right.
So if you set up four shows in a row for the whole month, it might take you 10 minutes to do four shows.
Yeah, that's true. Because you can always go back and edit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like when you get a guest, you can just go in there and add it as you go along. So I do that on Sundays.
Yeah,
on Sundays, I set up Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it takes you 4 or 5 minutes to do one show. Why don't you just do three more for an additional 5 minutes?
True. Yeah. I will do that.
Great idea.
I've seen too many people try to roll in it at 1 minute before their show starts, and they didn't set up a show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I've never cut it that close.
So, Felicia, I also, while you're here, we'll take an ad break right now. Usually we take our commercials roughly every 30 minutes. I tend to miss a commercial or two sometimes. But you'll see there's three columns. So on the left, that's all of our phone numbers and callers. The middle is our chat or episode info. Part three is audio clips. So if you type in the word ad where it says search, then you'll see where all the ads are. And I need to clean the switchboard up because some of these shows are not even on anymore. And I've been meaning to do that for like a month, and I always forget. So when there is more than one person on the switchboard, and we're going to do this today, whoever is playing the ads has to tell us when we're back, because nobody else could see the commercials that you're playing.
Mm.
Okay.
So I am going to let you play don't play any ad promos and hint, hint to Danielle that we need to make sure, Felicia, that we have a commercial up and running so that everybody can promote you while it's their show, because when you take your commercial timeouts every 30 minutes, you'll play 3 to 4 minutes of ads, and playing other people's shows are just as important as playing sponsors.
Okay, so I'm seeing ads.
Yeah, so scroll down, and I want to find some real ads, because there's too many ads that are not that that I need to clean up. So it'll just say ads.
Okay.
So play 3 to 4 minutes. I'm not counting if it's 3:38 or 4:01. Just
okay.
I want to get you in the habit and know how to play some commercials. Unfortunately, they're not bunched up where you can leave the room. You actually have to click on them one by one.
Okay, do I need to put everybody over into the headphones as well?
No, okay. You don't have to. Unless somebody's being loud and eating potato chips or talking on their phone or something, mute them. But otherwise, if it's quiet, because there are times when Blog Talk Radio just has a blip and it doesn't work, so whoever's on gets to stay on. And that's happened mid-show quite a bunch in 12 and a half years here, or 14 and a half, I should say now. Has that happened to you, Danielle?
Okay.
Yes, and fortunately, it was in a Kathy O'Brien video, an MK Ultra interview, where I wasn't planning on playing the whole thing. I was just going to play like the first 15 minutes of it, and it blipped, and it just played nearly the whole hour, which was, you know, I guess that's what God wanted. Because
Danielle, if you've never had to stop an audio, here's a pro tip for you. If something went longer than what you're trying to accomplish, like if it's a 3-minute video but you only want the first 40 seconds, or you decided at the last minute you don't want the clip, play another ad, play something, and that will override it.
But I think the problem was on my end that, like, long story short, my husband blew a fuse upstairs, which is why he's never allowed to vacuum again during one of my shows. And it knocked out the Wi-Fi. So the computer was just, you know, I couldn't do anything.
Gotcha.
You know, I had reconnectivity issues. But like I said, that was more on my end of it than anything. I do have a question, though.
I'll take it now before Felicia plays an ad.
Okay, cool. So what do I do? Is there any way, like, if I'm playing a video and I want to stop and add commentary on what the person was saying?
Believe me, I wish you can do that. The only thing you can do is to have it broken out in sections ahead of time. Otherwise, you can't stop and start.
Man. Okay. All right.
I know.
Sorry.
I know. Believe me, I would love to be able to stop and give commentary like Mark Levin does, but that is something we don't have a luxury of.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. Felicia, if you can scroll down in the ads, and you'll see Imperfect Foods. So we'll start with Imperfect Foods. And then after that, You got 2 or 3 minutes of whatever it is you want to play.
Okay. I thought these were in alphabetical order, but I don't think they are. Hang on. I'm looking for Imperfect Foods.
Well, I'm bringing you to what's just ad, not ad spoofs, because those are funny.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun. It's my job.
About 20%. Of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open
it. High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
So what? Why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc., about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
And we're back to the Proof Negative Show with Proof.
Oh, good job. That's how you do it.
Got it right.
Good job.
That was fun. You're I love it. Super great. Super
yeah, so
great.
Well, plug your show. What's the name of your new show that you're going to start? And do you have a start date?
The start date. I love to know what the start date is. I'm actually going to pop onto the calendar and make sure I give you the right one. The 24th of this month, so that's not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. And
okay.
It's going to be Dynamic Word Bible Studies. And Dynamic Word is because we don't want to see us unchanged by the Word of God. So we want to make sure that it's producing change in us every day.
All right. Well, that sounds good. So next Wednesday, it's official.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for a whole promo. Next Wednesday, it's official as long as I get my paperwork in, sir. I've tried like 3 times and I haven't managed to do it. Hopefully, I'm better at Bible study than paperwork.
All right. Well, you're lucky. You know the owner, I guess.
I guess I know. You know, I'm from Las Vegas, and it always matters who you know.
Mm-hmm. So, back around Christmas, I actually stayed at Danielle's house. I was supposed to meet her, and she had an emergency, so we ended up staying at her house by just Misty and myself.
That's insanity. Oh, and where are you from, Danielle? I want to say where do you
San
live,
Diego.
'Cause that sounds creepy.
Yeah.
San Diego?
San Diego, yeah.
Excellent. I love San Diego. I have family out there. It's one of my favorite places to be. Maybe we need to catch up next time I get out that way.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm down in the Point Loma area, but we've got a little farm up in Carlsbad.
Beautiful.
I love it. I love our city. That's, and honestly, like, the only relevant elections to me right now are on local level elections, and mm-hmm. there's a county board of supervisor position open, and it's going to be a good race. And I think the her name's Amy Reinhart, who's and she's going to be basically, I think she's going to win Nathan Fletcher's seat. So that'll be nice. But other than some like small political stuff, the city of San Diego is just, and it's like Eden. It's an amazing, I mean, we can grow food all year round, and, you know, tomatoes mm-hmm. and strawberries are weeds, and my dog park is a beach. So what more could I ask?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And Danielle grows passion fruits.
Yes,
ooh,
I do.
That sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have been trying my hand at, what was that?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been trying my hand at gardening here, but I live in Las Vegas, and, you know, I mean, we always say that Satan won't vacation here because it's so dang hot. So we struggle trying to grow a garden, and everything died because I started it too late. So we're going to give it another go for a fall garden. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, my summer garden has been decent.
Is it inside,
what
though?
Was that?
No, it's out on my back. I have, like, greenhouse netting, like, kind of a back patio. So it's
okay.
It's not a greenhouse, but it's kind of like a greenhouse.
Nice. Yeah, we're just beginners, and we did very poorly. So we'll give it another try and see, because I really think that it's important to be able to grow your own food, and especially have children in the house. And it's good for them to understand where food comes from. And you don't just pick it up in the grocery store, right?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Have you ever tried container gardening?
That's what we're doing, because we don't own the house that we're in. And so, obviously we can't just dig up, you know, whatever landscape or no landscape is there. That's not ours to do, but we're doing container gardens now.
So some of the easiest things just to get started, and if you want to show your kids something, if
mm-hmm.
you buy green onions, cut about 90% down and use that for food, and take the root part and just plant it back in the ground. It'll grow back up.
Perfect. Yeah, we're definitely going to give it another go, for sure.
So you'll have another green onion in like 10 days.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
I planted some chocolate tomatoes in April, and I was about to
mm-hmm.
give up on them, but a cluster just showed up out of nowhere last week. So I am about
Fantastic.
To have some chocolate tomatoes.
So
that's
actually
excellent.
The biggest – that's a great difference. That's a great comparison, because I have a tomato forest in my backyard. They just show up from – I don't plant them. There is a legit tomato forest that is regenerating every day. I have at least 100 tomato bushes in all different stages. I can't kill them. They're weeds. So I don't. They love it there. They're happy. But that's the difference. And, you know, and don't be hard on yourself about the garden either, because the best gardeners killed way more plants than they ever grew.
Yeah.
That's probably true. Yeah, our first phase, I still have a tree that's alive, and even I had my herb garden going for a little while, and then something invasive came in. I don't even know what it is, but it's time to start over on that too. So we're starting basically from scratch, except for
yeah.
aloe vera plants. I cannot kill those, obviously, because they're native,
yeah.
right? So they grow
mm-hmm.
like crazy whether I ignore them for years or not. They just continue to thrive, which is great because, you know, whenever we have, you know, scrapes or cuts or burns, there has been more than one occasion where I have cut off one of those leaves and taken that jelly and turned it into something amazing for medical purposes at home. So, you know, really glad that they're still thriving and alive. But, yeah, the whole
Isn't
rest of the garden is going to be started
over.
That's
one thing that I always kill.
How?
I overwater them, I think.
You
and
overwater them.
Right now, I am sunburned.
healthy. No, I mean, seriously, they suffer from neglect in our house, and they just continue to grow. I have one that I really need to take the pot and divide them and plant a few of them in the ground and just let the landlord have them, because it's a large plant that's had like 6 saplings in the pot with it, and there's just not enough room for it all to grow. And it still lives. I don't understand how.
I think that's hilarious. Mine, they have babies on top of each other.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? They just keep going and going. I'm like, I don't even understand. So, great success with those. Nothing else. Yes, yes. Stick it in a dry corner where it gets way more sun than you think it should, and ignore it at least 50 to 75% of the time, and it will grow. Like, literally, they'll look sickly and withered, and yes, so they'll look sickly and withered with the tops, like, dried and crumpling off, and then all of a sudden you start watering them again, and a week later, it's thriving and beautiful. It's crazy. But apparently not everything in the garden works that way.
It's high humidity almost every day here, so I haven't even thought about watering the aloe vera, because there's no need.
No. I actually have one that I keep having to dump over a little bit because the container is not draining fast enough and it's collecting too much water, and we don't want it to die. So it's a totally different situation with those. But I think, you know, my kids homeschool, and I think that it would be a great experience for them to be able to grow some of their own food and to, you know, be able to do some of this stuff. But I just don't have the knowledge yet. So we're learning together. That's part of homeschooling, isn't it?
So a couple of things, like I said, the green onions work great. And I did a butter lettuce once. That's the lettuces that are in the clamshell in the produce department. Then they have roots still on them. So if you eat most of it and plant the roots back, in my tower garden, it grew 4 layers, believe it or not. So I had 4 different butter lettuces out of one clamshell.
That's awesome. Yeah, I keep looking at those tower gardens. They look amazing to me. You know, I figure if I can get some traction with my container garden, that might seem like a good investment.
Well, or you could start. I'm getting my parents one for my mom's birthday, actually. For $129 on Amazon. It's not a tower garden, but it's something. That might be
it's
easier
similar.
To work
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice. I actually just saw this trick that a YouTuber was using to do baby lettuces throughout the winter. And what she does is she takes, you know, those large storage containers that are clear on the bottom and they're white on the top?
Okay.
She gets one about the same size as a soil bag. And then she just cuts a large rectangle in the top of the soil bag and aerates the soil, pulls out a little bit of the soil, and plants the lettuce seeds, disperses it within the soil and waters it. And then she uses that clear top. She puts the soil bag on the white lid, and she uses the clear bottom of the container as kind of a makeshift greenhouse. So it will continue to grow throughout the winter months when it gets cold. So I thought we'd try that as well.
Yeah.
Like, why not? You know,
see,
I killed everything else, so why not?
A major freeze, the tower garden is fine because as long as it's watering, it's not freezing.
Right. That's true. It doesn't get that cold here either.
No, and I have grow lights outside too, and that will help with a few degrees in case it is one of those 3 nights in Las Vegas where it gets under 30 degrees.
Right. We have 3 of them. That's true. That is true. One of the best things about Vegas is how warm it is.
Yeah. Although, I have to admit, I don't know if you, Danielle, saw that the CDC's recommendation now is everybody's equal. Scam or no scam, gene therapy or no gene therapy, they are not giving any guidance one way or the other. They're telling you it's your own choice.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't that nice of them? Yeah, I did hear about that. Okay, so we get to make our own choices now. Thanks for that. I kind of already did. But
yeah,
people won't follow it now.
Well, if you heard, the insurance companies now are starting to sue the gene therapy makers because there's just too many deaths and they're having to pay out these policies.
Yeah, that's the thing is that there's always plot twists, right? I never thought an insurance company or insurance companies would be the ones to save us from this ridiculous. It might be because they're looking out for their money. So they're going to be like, wait a minute, now I have to pay this stuff.
Well, look at it on another level, Danielle. You have a guy that sells pillows that's trying to wake everybody up.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's plot twists. You know, you have to appreciate them.
So Felicia knows the nonprofit that I run here, and I wanted to share with her that our number two in charge, Michael, or Micah, he's running for mayor in Encinitas, California, and he's – the last thing I read in the newspaper is that he's a very slight favorite to win.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah,
he promised me fruit trees, so I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, he did say he would do that.
So if he gets me, I'll definitely do everything I can to get him in as long as we get fruit trees.
That is excellent. I love it.
Yeah, so, yeah, he does all the debates and stuff barefoot, as would I if I was doing a debate. So nothing wrong with that. I hope he wins. Although I do hope – it's funny that the world in California has gotten so liberal that even he says it's too liberal for him, and that's why he's running.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So this is one of those bleeding heart liberals that is trying to say, hey, hold on, I like liberalism, but communism is just way too much.
Yeah, basically. That's fine. And if that's what gets good people to run for local office, then that's great. You know, I'm glad that they're interested and I'm glad they want to make a difference. And that's what it's local action is key to changing it all, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think the federal government can really be saved by participating in it anymore. I mean, that's where we may differ, but I don't think the federal government is worth saving. It's, in my opinion, it's basically Babylon at this point. So, but I still think local governance is going to be the thing that saves us. Honestly, we have to get those local issues fixed because the big system's already done. We just have to turn our backs on it. Enough people need to realize that we have to turn our backs on it and do it a different way.
But they're desperate, though. They just hired 87,000 tax agents, and I think there's going to be a plot twist. Speaking of plot twist, I don't think that they are there to monitor people's taxes necessarily from 5 years ago. I just don't think that they're there to look through a fine-tooth comb because that's a lot of resources. What I think it is that when the system collapses and they want us on the digital currency, I think that there's going to be a lot of force involved with pushing everybody to a digital currency and those of us throwbacks that only like cash and we're not accepting the mark of the beast. And I think they are going to be there to do things like take houses away.
Yeah, that's why they're giving them guns.
Yes. I don't think the guns are to look at Jane Doe, who we don't know whether she made $17 or $47 waiting tables today. I think that they are looking for an all-out war to make sure everybody accepts this new Mark of the Beast digital currency.
Right. But the thing that I fear is I get a lot of tips and I get a lot of payments for dog stuff on Venmo. I also get, you know, this is not the IRS's business because I don't even think it's taxable, but I get child support put onto my Venmo card. That's what I'm worried about is or I'm not worried about any of it. I don't care. My husband is worried about it. Venmo transactions. And that's, I think, another big area that they're going to be focusing on is nickel and diming this lost income from the Venmos, the PayPals, the Cash App.
Yeah, but Danielle, like I said, though, I thought that, and I don't know where Venmo, and I'm sure Venmo and all them are going to have a use. I just don't know how when it comes to the digital currency. I feel like they're going to try and pull the wool over our eyes with collapsing the U.S. dollar and then saying, don't worry, we have a plan, and we'll help you get some of your money back, but you have to accept this. And I just feel as though if that doesn't wake people up to read Revelation and read Romans and read all the other great chapters, I don't know what else would wake somebody up at that point. If they're physically telling you you need a mark of the beast in order to transact, I don't know how else to wake them up from that, because once they accept the mark of the beast, they're done.
Well, right, but it's just very good branding at that point, I believe. It's, they're going to call it the Freedom Pass. They're not going to call it the Mark of the Beast.
That's how people fool people.
You know, there's a lot of people that they're fooled by that. They actually do think that that's going to give them, you know, freedom. And, you know, that's when they – but then somewhere down the line, their electric car is not going to start for 48 hours because of an offensive thing they said on social media, right?
Right.
I mean, I personally don't want to try to read into it too much. The only thing I can say is that it's the taxpayers' dollar that is making it possible for them to hire all these new IRS agents. And I don't think that there's – well, okay, I did run into one taxpayer who thought it was a really great idea. But I think that most taxpayers would really oppose their money being spent to hire in more IRS agents, at least certainly to this volume. You know, this is the ultimate, I'm here with the government and I'm here to help, right?
The IRS with this new hiring will have more IRS agents than employees of every other government agency combined outside of the military.
Yeah, it makes them the largest government bureaucracy, certainly.
Yeah, and
just considering
that 110 years ago, a 1% income tax was considered voluntary.
Right. I mean, honestly, if you're a taxpayer, this should be concerning you. They're not there to help you.
Right.
They're not there to help.
They wouldn't be having over 5 million in ammunition.
Right. So, I mean, you know, I don't know that I want to read into whatever they're doing. I don't want to conjecturize because I don't know enough about it to say anything, except that it should be at least concerning to most people. And I think that we've been through so much in the last couple of years. We almost speed bump over some of these things that sound so fantastic in the news. That they should stop you in your tracks and go, wait, whoa, what's going on here? And I think we just speed bump over it.
Yeah.
Well, they're in a hurry to get this all done right now. So they're being very sloppy, and they know that a lot of people are onto them, and so they're trying to just work faster because time is against them right now.
Yeah. November's coming quick.
Now, I will say that one thing about, on a federal level that might actually save us is that it does look like there's going to be, you know, be a complete control of at least the House after the midterms. I'm not sure. I know that for sure will settle, a few things, but is it possible that we can get this IRS thing taken care of?
I was wondering, Danielle, because if, say, Rand Paul and Jim Jordan, you had one person from each chamber say that they want the Supreme Court to investigate this. I would rather take my chances with the Supreme Court right now.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I just don't think turning a government agency into a military is constitutionally above board. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I mean,
remember,
really...
remember a few months ago when the Supreme Court voted that Brandon can't keep shutting down gas pipelines and he can't just tell a government agency to shut them down. Just like the OSHA thing with the wearing scams, where they're not allowed to just dictate jurisdiction to another agency just because it's unconstitutional. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if we can get some people to actually sign up on that, because I don't think it's a secret that they want to go after our side and not – they're not going to go after Democrats or – anything like that to start?
Yeah. Probably not.
So, Felicia, we've had you for about an hour here, so I don't want to overstay my welcome with you. So if you want to stay, that's awesome, but I figured I'd have you on for an hour.
You know, and normally I'd love to stay. The conversation is awesome. My children are actually messaging me from the other room on their Messenger app to see what I'm doing. So I guess I ought to tend to them.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it was really nice chatting with you.
So after a show or sometime this week, get with me and I'll show you how to create episodes.
Great, thank you.
Unless,
I really appreciate it.
Like
thank you for having
Danielle,
me.
If you want a friend, Danielle St. John, and if she's around to help you, then that's great too. I'll send
yeah,
both of you a message so you can become Facebook friends.
Okay,
great. I look forward to it.
Okay.
So
it was wonderful meeting you, Danielle.
You too.
I am going to play the new IRS agent ad from the wiretap. So. You know, that'll be exciting when the wiretap gets involved.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll play this on our commercial break here. We'll be right back.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
So, Danielle, I hope that was okay.
Yeah, no, loved it.
All right, I'll go back to playing commercials here right now. I just wanted to show you that one real quick here.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels. Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on freedomizerradio.com.
Racist OMG.
Is here with us as well today, and we can have you as well if you want to join us. The number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone and we'll bring you into the conversation. So Danielle,
yes.
did you have any topic you wanted to hit, since we haven't really gone over topics tonight?
Well, I guess maybe the raid. I'm sure you've already covered that thoroughly, though, right?
That doesn't matter.
This was pretty, well, first of all, we're witnessing history, right? So that's something, you know, at least we can stay a little positive on that. But, you know, it's a very interesting time, and it's unfolding, this subject, the raid in particular, is unfolding who knows what's going on? Like, there's been so many theories as to why the raid happened, but now all of a sudden, even after a judge ordered that this warrant be released, including the affidavit, the Biden administration today urged the DOJ to not release the affidavit, which is the whole reason that the warrant was granted, is because somebody said something. Now we have another unknown source that they're not releasing to the public, saying that they saw something that was classified and they shouldn't have had it, you know, and he shouldn't have had it.
So what happens
really
when a
crazy
president refuses a judge's order?
I don't know. That's the thing. How many times has this happened? I mean, I guess, how many times has this happened?
Well, I don't have the answer to that, so
that's what I'm saying. I think we're witnessing history. Like, this, they took his passports today. Did you know that?
They did what?
They took his passports today.
They took his task force.
Passports.
Yes, I saw that, and allegedly they handed them back. Trump said a couple hours ago that he got them back.
Okay. There's just some crazy 3D chess going on right now because, you know, presumably all of the information, this would be like the greatest troll of all time if all of the information they took were declassified presidential records of the Democrats doing crimes. Like, that would be pretty epic, I think.
I just wish that in Trump's safe, that they would have had to take Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah, that would be nice too, right? And all the evidence of election fraud proving that he was, you know, cheated.
Yes,
you know,
and
all of it.
The list of people on Epstein's island.
Yes, yep, including the little black book. And what was that, and whatever was buried under the Georgia Guidestones. That's, you know, there you go. All of it. Just all of it. And hopefully they go for pedophilia and human trafficking too, right? They sure are prepping country or the world, really, with like these Netflix and Hulu, you know, specials of Epstein and what he had, you know, what's going on with him. And what was the next one? There was Nexium is a thing now. I think there is a special on that already through Netflix. There's what else? Oh, Jimmy Savile, right? They did Jimmy Savile on one of these, like, documentary deals of him. Because
well, what
obviously
about Ken
now
Hess,
it's not,
who had that car crash last week?
I don't even know about that yet. I haven't even looked at that. I have too much going on.
Oh, you have to see this video of her. They had a sheet over her, and they're putting her in an ambulance, and she's trying to get off the ambulance.
I saw. I did see that. I went that far. But, I'm not keeping up with that. But this, I'm just saying that there's crazy stuff going on even right now. And they're softening up everybody. So what if he declassified Pedogate? You know, that could be a thing. I don't know. There's lots of things. I assume that D.C. is shook right now. There's, you know, now that they've got all this stuff, I think that what he took was all proof of election fraud, possibly Pedogate, you know, maybe military stuff. Maybe we're going to get some military stuff out of this, right, that they're now going to have to publicly expose everything that they took and why.
Yes,
all
but
on
in three weeks, almost all states are legally allowed to get rid of their 2020 election information.
Yeah. Right, but I think Trump has copies. I think Trump sent copies to the FBI, presumably, if it was a good troll.
Like the FBI is going to care.
Right, but prosecute him for it. But anyway, I do think that they're softening up people because nobody knew about pedophile. Because I've been researching Pedogate for a long, long, long time. You know, I was definitely ground floor, of research. I wasn't exactly the start of it, but certainly ground floor. And I have researched about as much as anybody could possibly take of this. It's disgusting. It, is a colonial secret. It has been going on forever, and it is about to be exposed, perhaps, the despicable things that are done. And, if Trump declassified Pedogate, he would go down as the best president in the history of presidents, because every president knew about it, but he's the one that decided to expose it. And, that to me makes him a great president, because now people are going to start waking up and turning their backs on the system and protecting children, right? And that's, hopefully that's where we're going to go with it. That's in my mind. That's what I would do if I were him, is I would just declassify everything, every bit of evidence that these people are criminals, his enemies, that are trying to get him. And I still hope, did you see that picture of Jill Biden in that, that gross dress
that's been circulating?
Yeah, right. So everybody's been joking around because they raided Melania's closet, right? And so I posted a picture of her in this clearly oversized dress, clearly oversized. And I said, I don't really want to be a conspiracy theorist here, but, Jill, I looked it up. Jill Biden is 5'4". I'm looking at this dress, and I'm like, this dress was made for somebody who's like 5'11", like Melania. And that's all I'll have to say about that. Like, they raided her closet. It's possible these people leave signs everywhere. They would definitely dress her up in Melania's clothing and try and say that they're going to get away with it. That's the level of hubris we're dealing with here. They have to tell us what they're doing. So, I don't know. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but that dress was made for somebody about 5'11", and that's how tall Melania is. So, because why would she purposely do that? Like, that dress is not supposed to look like that at all. She's the first lady, right? That's so out of character that I think that was like a little jab that they were throwing out there. They could do whatever they want. They could raid Melania's closet and put it on Jill.
So do you think Michael Robinson Obama can rock that dress? Because she's a nice lady.
That's a plot twist. I think he's taller than, I'm legit going to look up how tall he is. It is right now. Obama. He's 6'1".
Michael is 6'1"?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how they're this. Okay, so on that note, that Brittany Garner thing, incident, I'm not calling it a thing. I don't know what
Brittany
to call it.
Brittany Garner, yes.
Yeah, she is definitely a man. She's definitely a man. There's really no doubt in my mind that she's not a man. I wonder what she's doing, how they're classifying her in Russia. Is she is it in the men's prison or the women's prison? Doesn't really matter because they're getting a swap, right? Aren't they organizing a prison swap right now for her?
They're negotiating that, yes.
Yeah, so those details will never be exposed, like the unknown passenger in Paul Pelosi's car, right? It's coming out that was a child. But nobody's going to talk about that. No, that's not going to get out to anybody. There's all these little details that just vanish. It's quite frustrating, actually. Yeah. I don't know. I think he's a little too tall to rock that dress. But prove me wrong. But I do think it might have been Melania.
So I don't know if you saw this or not. I just sent you an article.
Okay, looking.
But there's a dog now that got infected with moneypox after...
No.
Nope. After being in bed with a gay couple.
Oh, God. I don't even want to look on a dog walker. I can't with this stuff. If not, I don't know. I try not to dignify these things with a response. Like, for a long time, it's funny, anytime I saw this, I was reporting via Facebook on this moneypox thing sneaking up on us. And for the first, like, probably, like, 7 or 8 articles, I just was like, no. Like, nope. Like, Cesar Millan, summoning my inner Cesar Millan, you know, nope. Just like, but it's here now. And I don't know. I don't think this one will catch on. It doesn't seem to catch on with animals. I don't know. Because they tried it with COVID up and down. So many species could get this stuff. It's crazy. People are really, really gullible, I guess, is the best
way
I can
say it. You know what's hilarious, though, is that you have these people that are scam wearing again, and they're saying they're wearing scams because of moneypox.
Oh my
so,
God! Can I tell you a story that happened to me in real life?
Transmitted disease by wearing a scam.
Exactly. But can I tell you a real life story that happened to me this week?
Yes.
So I'm grocery shopping. I'm at grocery outlet, and
you have a grocery outlet near you?
Right across the street.
How come I didn't see it?
I have no idea. I don't know how you missed it, honestly, like, but that's whatever. Next time you're welcome to come back during the holidays.
Okay.
So I'm at grocery outlet right across the street, and there's a man, it's a mixed bag around here about masks, but there's a man that has a yellow surgical face mask, a dirty, visibly dirty,
yes,
yellow face mask. Ripped, probably about, not even joking, 60 to 70% ripped tear down.
Okay.
You know, the middle, you know, but side of the mask itself. And this is low-hanging fruit to me. I'm like, hey, sir, because it's really dirty. Like, that's really, like, the most dangerous part of this is that he's an elderly man. I didn't want him to have health problems. I'm like, hey, sir, like, that mask doesn't work because it's ripped. You should probably just take it off. And he's like, no, they work. And I said, they don't. He goes, that's your opinion. And I said, no, it's not. Nobody would agree that that this man should wear this mask that is that badly ripped. Like, it was almost like a comedy scene. Like, I felt like it was being recorded. That badly ripped, and think that it's protecting him. What kind of level of crazy is that? You know, but hey, I tried. But he was very, very upset about being asked to take his mask off. Wow. Like, I cannot believe people are still like that. Not fun. Anyway, I tried. I do it to kids a lot. I see kids running around, especially if they've got cloth masks on.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, can we... Do you know how many chemicals are on that, including formaldehyde? Do you think that this is healthy, right? And the other things, you know, the bacteria, you know, things that build up in a warm, moist environment, you know? for a respiratory virus. Like, that's the craziest thing about it, is that you are gathering a pool of, with any mask, really, of bacteria and putting it in a warm, moist environment that goes straight down to the lungs for a respiratory virus. That's what we're doing, and we're closing health food stores. And we're obviously we're past it now, but, like, we really should, you know, learn, because there are definitely things that are still here, which, like, masks, right? And I've said this before, but there is a time and place. I have 10 years of clinical OSHA training. Everything got flipped upside down OSHA-wide after the cuckoo virus took over. But before the cuckoo virus took over, I ran dental offices, and we did surgeries, legit surgeries in offices. And, you know, I ran back and forth, you know, between patients and front office. So it's something that they especially drilled into me, is that there's an invisible field, you know, between a clinical room and the front desk and dealing with people. And if we had an OSHA audit and they came in and saw me with a mask on before the cuckoo virus, we would get a fine, because that's a, wait for it, an infection control violation. All of that just changed all of a sudden with no, you know, recourse, basically. Is that all of that changed? OSHA just turned upside down, and now if I want to go into a dental office, everybody has to have a mask on in the waiting room. No. So I do believe there are some times to wear, you know, a mask in a sterile environment in front of an open body cavity. Yep, I'll wear a mask for a very short period of time, and then I'll go and I'll take it off and take a breather. Presumably there's more oxygen being pumped in because of that deficiency, right? They say how it's effective. They say not to touch it. If you touch it, then it's, you know, basically gone, right? You see people touching masks all day long. There's a protocol for how to wear them. And if
well,
you
not
do
just
anything
that,
else,
but if you go from one room to another, you have to change your scams.
Absolutely. That's one of the protocols, right? Nobody's doing that. Everybody's wearing a cloth mask for 7-8 hours a day and think that they're helping grandma still. Although they don't really care about how grandma died anymore, you know? Like, that's the fun part, is they still think they're doing it to help the elderly, but they don't care.
And even today, even though the CDC tells you that scams don't help anything, they will still do it because they're brainwashed.
Yeah, they are. What does give me hope, though, is that parents seem to be coming together on these particular issues. And the one particular, like the one main issue is this vaccine. And, you know, there, of course, there are parents who are so blind and do go through with it, with these shots. And it's very sad to me, you know. However, it does seem like the younger it goes, they're protecting the children the most. Only 5% of parents have vaccinated their toddlers. That gives me hope, honestly. Like, how far is it going to go? You know, the numbers are still pretty low for children in general. But the fact that the under twos aren't getting it really gives me hope.
Did you see that New Orleans, they're requiring scams for all the kids age 5 and up? They just decided that on Friday.
No, I haven't heard.
So all this stuff coming out about these gene therapies not doing what they're supposed to do and get lawsuits all over the place now, and you're going to have school districts still try and force that on people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think at least we might, I mean, it doesn't matter. My children aren't going to wear masks, and that's fine because I've set up my children's education. I'm very fortunate that I have time to take them to a charter school, and they're thriving. They're loving it. So I understand that some parents have to make a very difficult decision, but there are strength in numbers. And I'm seeing that is a common theme, no matter where they are in the country, parents are standing up and saying no. And that gives me a lot of hope, and I hope that New Orleans does the same thing. Their strength in numbers, protests, demonstrate. have your, you know, the children shouldn't have to be the experiment. So that's what I'll say about that, that there are strengths. And we want
to. It just gets me. Why is it with all these lawsuits and stuff that there's still, even today, school districts that are saying that we're going to force this on kids? I don't understand the logic.
It's a power trip for sure. And it doesn't make any sense because, you know, all the teachers are supposed to be vaccinated, right? That was especially in California. You know, it's definitely different in other parts, but in California, it failed. It was that they wanted everybody to have it done, but all of the teachers, at least the ones in the vulnerable categories, they all had to be vaccinated. It was right up there with healthcare workers. They went for the, you know, the two groups, in my opinion, that are most capable of making an informed decision about their health. But so they went after those professions first, and but whatever it is, what it is, that all of the teachers are vaccinated. So why are you worried about a child breathing on you? It's fine. If you get it, you get it, and you'll have a super immunity. That's what they were saying, right? So
the head of Pfizer announced yesterday that he got COVID.
Right, exactly. And he's having very mild symptoms. So stop taking it out on the kids, right? Like,
and
you're all vaccinated.
What is it, that General Austin got COVID again?
It's so hard to keep up, you know, between all the sudden deaths and the stabs.
And he's the one
that
wears that shield and all those scams, and you don't get to see his face. He looks like a Darth Vader, kind of.
Couldn't have happened to a better person.
Yes.
No, you're vaccinated. You'll have mild symptoms. Thank the shot god or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, you're fine. You're going to be fine. Right? But I wonder why your mask
didn't.
It'll
be okay.
Right? No, that's what all I'm saying. Doesn't matter. It's going to be very mild. So,
yeah, they all say that, too. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It's like a script or something, you know? But let's not talk about the sudden death. Let's not talk about the Pfizer report that came out of the last document dump via the Pfizer lawsuit that I think I'll have to check the figure, but it was an alarming rate, like 40% of the participants it was a COVID trial. 40% of their participants had a spontaneous miscarriage after the shot. And we're just now finding out about it, right? Thank God for that judge who decided to say, no, you have to let us know all of the data. You based it on some data. Let's see the data. And they wanted it to, that's when they wanted to take 75 years for it. But we won that lawsuit, and they have to produce it at a really high rate. And it's coming out. Of course, mum's the word in the sponsored by Pfizer News. Of course, it's not going to be on the mainstream media. But, you know, that it's out there. The information is out there that in their studies, 40% of their pregnant participants had a spontaneous miscarriage. I hope we can get that message out to people. This not even a message. It's information that they are telling us about. Like, I really hope that everybody goes and looks at it. It's kind of hard to miss if you can type it into the right search engine. But nobody's talking about that.
Oh, I was going to say something, and it just completely went through me.
But you see there's a caller with a hand up. Is that, did we say hi?
That's Vito.
Oh, hi, Vito.
Let's do this. I want to play the latest Broccoli Man first, and then we'll hit Vito.
Okay, sounds good.
So this one is called Broccoli Man Meets a Brandon Supporter. So let me give you the link. And as soon as that's done, then we'll bring Vito in. I think you know Vito.
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, there's not many Vitos either of us know.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know when you're ready and I'll play it.
Okay. Is there any way you could put it in the group chat?
Not your personal chat? I did put it in the group chat yesterday.
Oh,
I could do it
okay.
Again.
Well, I can't access that. So what I was, because I would, it would be easier for me to put it on my computer than my phone.
All right, did that work? I put it in the regular chat again.
Okay, that I'll make that work.
Let me know when you're there.
I'm just about there.
All right.
Okay, ready.
Okay, so we'll play it right now. So Broccoli Man meets a Brandon supporter in 3, 2, 1, action.
I am so tired of these gas prices. I want to drive my car again.
I understand. I am taking the train to my car and driving home from the station. These people that are in charge want us to get rid of our cars and give up our meat and our houses.
I know. These Trump supporters are just too much. They have gone all out crazy since Brandon took over. They are just angry that Brandon and Barry Sotera have been really great presidents.
And Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. I hope he runs for president.
What is it that Brandon did that you like? He has a 24% approval rating.
He got Trump out of office. That's good enough for me. Those Trump supporters are too extreme with their not wanting drag queen story times or abortions after the baby is born.
You do realize that Brandon just hired 87,000 IRS agents. The IRS is now larger than all government agencies combined.
Yes, but they are going after billionaires and Trump supporters.
I don't have a problem with the government going after my political enemies. I only have a problem when they come after me.
You don't think they will come after you next? Why is that?
I am black and I vote Democrat. Plus I'm a lesbian immigrant. So I am protected from everything politically.
If you moved from another country, what made you move here?
I moved here when I was 19 to flee from communism.
All the policies you are voting for are pushing the United States into communism. They are weaponizing the government agencies and forcing everyone into mass extermination.
I don't want to focus on that right now. Communism is a good thing if America does it. But it is bad if anyone else wants to do it. It is those Trump supporters that never wear scams on them's faces that I'm worried about.
But it is the Democrats that want everyone to wear scams on their faces forever. Some Democrat governors even tried to pass laws making faces a private part and to wear scams forever.
I love wearing scams. It makes me know I'm better than those dumb Trump supporters who don't know to wear scams on their faces.
This is the first time I have been out since April 2020 without a scam. We just ran out of scams at home and my last one I wore for 21 straight days. It fell apart on me. If they made a law requiring scams to go outside or be in a store, I would be in favor of it. Brandon told us to do it. I believe him. Brandon and Kamala still wear scams. On the way home we have to stop at Walgreens to buy a new box of scams.
Haven't you seen the inflation at that grocery store? The last year of inflation is the highest in almost 50 years.
Inflation isn't real, you moron. It is just something dumb Trump supporters say to make us not like Brandon.
Correct. There is no inflation right now. Besides, Brandon lowered the price of gas. That was Trump's fault for raising the gas prices on us.
When Trump was in office, gas was $1.84 a gallon here. Now it is $5.32 a gallon. He has no been in office over a year and a half now. The prices of food has spiraled out of control. You said you are taking the bus because you cannot afford gas. That is called inflation.
You need to stop listening to fools like Tucker Carlson, Proof Negative, and Alex Jones. I don't watch news, but I read everything the Los Angeles Times says. They help stand up for minor attracted persons and trans people's rights. It is not fair how you Trump supporters want to arrest people who want to diddle people just because they are diddling someone under age 18. It is not their fault. Just like you do not want Leah Thomas competing in women's sports.
It has always been considered disgusting for men to diddle children under 18 throughout history. Besides, why is it that children do not get a say-so in this sexual encounter? You are being told to accept it from billionaires who take part in it and have money to promote it.
I bet you eat me still like all you other old fogies. I am saving the planet by eating the bugs. Only extremists still eat meat. We save the meat products for the 1%. We only eat produce from GMO Martin Dulce's bugs. Yeah, we are building back better.
You do realize they are building back better. The build back better is building back. Without you and me.
You old dumb Trump supporters forget that we live in America. We live in freedom. As long as you are a Democrat. Look, I am not interested in talking to you. I am just happy to not have Trump in office. I will always vote Democrat, even if the IRS agents come after you and we become a communist nation. I already lived in a communist government and I would rather live in one again than have a dumb Trump supporter. Please go talk to someone else about your fake news.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we should never try to engage with Democrats. They will never listen to what anyone has to say and will just obey their smell of vision. I do recommend checking out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof Negative studies the globalist government and shares a lot of information everyone needs to understand. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live for Proof Negative.
Check out that dumb boomer. She's still a cisgendered and does not know how to use our real pronouns.
All right, so that was an episode.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. That's every conversation I've ever had with a Democrat on Facebook. It's crazy. It's like they're robots.
Yeah, you can't talk to them. They're a wall.
That is
parrot.
A fact. That is
thank you, Vito.
A perfect depiction. How are you guys tonight?
Good,
so
that broccoli man was a perfect depiction of what exactly conversations that I've had with people. I mean, it goes to the point where people are even saying that Trump should be arrested. And I'm like, for what? Well, for being a crook. Okay, for what? And they what did he do that makes him a crook?
And then they'll tell you, Google it. So they don't even know. They have to tell you to look up why he should be arrested.
Well, that's like that one idiot that was interviewed the other day outside of Trump Towers. Some kid. He says they asked him, "What do you think about what happened with the warrants being served on Trump?" And this is a kid. He had to be a college kid. He said, "Well, it's finally, it's just another proven crime that Trump has committed." And the person with the camera asked him, "Well, what was proven?" And then he couldn't answer, and he said, "I have to leave." This is just an idiot. They're all idiots.
I saw that.
That's all they are idiots.
They're celebrating that Trump got raided, but they don't even know why they're celebrating.
Proof, you know what?
Why yet?
in my opinion, this is just the beginning of his problems. I think that they are, they know they need to have him destroyed completely, short of obviously taking him out physically.
Well, if he gets assassinated, I think everybody in the world knows who did it.
Absolutely, but they know what's going to come if that happens. They will know exactly what's going to happen if that happens.
Yeah,
that happens.
But they might want that.
Well, you know, that is true. They really might want that, and I can understand that.
Well,
I see how they act.
They'll have 87,000 troops here shortly with weapons.
Well, you know, speaking of which, they had there was a member of Congress that they wanted to add an amendment to this.
Yes.
This,
Mike Crapo, yes,
inflation.
From
Idaho. Yeah, he said that he wanted to keep people that are earning under $400,000 from getting audited. And no one would sign on to that on the
Not one Democrat said yes.
Not one. So what is this about now? Now it makes you wonder. Well, it doesn't make me wonder. But they're going to use these agents to get around Posse Comitatus. I really do believe it.
And that's why
this is going
to
be the military.
Why is it that Rand Paul or Ted Cruz doesn't team up with a Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene? And if you got people on both sides demanding this go to the Supreme Court, then let the Supreme Court take it up. I'm willing to take my chances
I can't.
Over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely proof. But I don't know why. Unless, you know,
because
a lot of times.
Because that's an unlawful order, so you can't be expected to adhere to an unlawful order.
I have an answer. Yeah. I know why they're not sending it to Supreme Court.
Well, we don't know yet. It just happened Friday, so I'll give it a week or two, but go ahead.
This is why I would venture. Is because the information that's being exposed right now is going to compromise. It's going to show that the most Supreme Court justices are also compromised in this. That Pedogate goes all the way to the top. You know, statistically, there's at least one of them on the Supreme Court that's been recorded.
Justice
with children.
Roberts. Yes.
Yep, and at least one. It would not be surprising that they have it on more of them, especially the newer ones, hint, hint. Not spoiler alert, that judge, the KGB, was the Pizzagate judge, you know?
Yes.
That, there's a reason that she came to that decision that quickly and why she rose to the Supreme Court so quickly, so... everybody thought it was a gaffe when Biden said, oh, she's going to be, you know, black and she's going to be, a woman. It wasn't a gaffe that they were only going to choose black women. He was talking about a specific black woman, right? But you don't use those adjectives to describe, you know, people's color anymore, right? That's huge. You'd be canceled if you were on the right and you called a black woman a black woman, right? But those are the adjectives he chose to use to, you know, it's going to be a black woman.
He could
woman.
Have taken it all the way back to the 60s and called her color.
Could have, you know, maybe he was given a list and he chose that one. I don't know. But certainly he was describing the Supreme Court justice he already had picked out is what I'm saying.
Yes.
He's telling us, you know.
Anyway, getting back to what I was saying about Trump, I firmly believe that they want to perp walk him, to completely damage him. Basically, arresting a truly innocent person.
Yeah.
Just because
they
don't
just
like
want to have him. They want to have him in handcuffs on.
camera. I firmly believe this.
Oh, yeah, I'm
and,
sure.
And don't be surprised if they don't indict him on whatever garbage they found, or they say they found, in his closet or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't know how admissible this would be, but the security cameras were rolling while the feds were in there.
Yeah, no, but there's nothing that doesn't say that anything could be placed in the pile, you know, among the paperwork after they take it. There's nothing sealed. The way that we did it when we were in PD, you know, if we executed a search warrant, we would get everything, throw everything in a bag or whatever, you know, and then, you know, indicate where we found what, and then head back to the office and install voucher and things. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my biggest issue is what is on that warrant application. Look, they lied.
And they don't want to show
FISA,
it.
Well, yeah, it comes out later on. It always comes out later on. I mean, that's how it is. The FISA warrant application, I suspected that they lied on it, and sure enough, they lied on it. But nobody got arrested. Nobody went to jail. Nothing. So you don't think they're not going to do it again? You know what I mean? You don't think that they won't do it again? And they did it again.
Oh, yeah.
I really think that
they did it again. And
you
this
know,
is
who's
why.
The, who's the confidential informant? You know, what crime are they alleging that he did? Oh, yeah, he had nuclear codes. Well, I mean, the codes are no good no more. You know, I don't know what the process is, but obviously I would hope that they didn't have the same code now as they did when he was a president or whatever,
well, exactly.
However, whatever system that they have in place. I mean, you know, it's kind of stupid if you ask me if they kept, you know, if they kept whatever code that they needed to start the process. But they are doing everything they can to damage this man's reputation. From what I understand, proof also, they did this to Ted Stevens also when Obamacare was being put through. Apparently, they came up with some nonsense that he and his daughter were involved in, and it wound up costing him his seat in Congress.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. I don't remember it offhand. I do remember Ted Stevens, but I don't. You know, I also remember that he died in a plane crash, and who knows how that
happened. That I remember.
They probably killed him with. They probably killed him with that. You know, to shut him up. You know, but we'll see. But I was
Jim
in.
Jordan has a bunch of whistleblowers coming out. I think he said 12 whistleblowers.
Okay.
From the FBI about this, though.
But my question is what is it going to do? What are they going to do with this? Are they just going to do a show? Oh, look, we brought out these whistleblowers. As one person said, are they going to bulldoze the whole seventh floor of the FBI? That's where the upper management is of the FBI. You know, get rid of everybody on that floor and bring everybody new in. What are they going to do? This is, in my opinion, whenever they say that they got this, they have that, it's off the shelf. They're not going to refer it to a criminal inquiry. They're just going to, this is what we found, this is what we did, you know, and that's it. You know, people need to go to jail. You had Schrock, he should have gone to jail. His girlfriend should have gone to jail. Comey should have gone to jail. Hillary Clinton should have gone to jail. There's just so much that's going on here. And they go after this guy because he had some papers? Sandy Berger should have gone to jail.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so much.
It is a show. That's to answer your question. It is a
some
show.
Some serious crimes, proven crimes. And yet they go after this guy who supposedly didn't hand some paperwork back. That all of a sudden now, you know, that they knew he's had it for over a year, almost 2 years now, and they feel the need that they have to get it as a matter of urgency and get a search warrant for it? Come on. come on.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's interesting that their narrative has shifted so many times on this already. Like, this is, you know, as it evolves, like, they just, you know, first it's nuclear codes, then it's, you know, a card from Kim Jong-un or whatever, you know, like, all of these places, then, you know, just so many, then you have to search Melania's, you know, closet, like,
yeah,
this is just,
I mean,
crazy.
Well, like I said, I would like to know what is in, eventually we're going to find out what's in the application, because first they said it was an informant. I bet they don't even have an informant. All right, they just spelled out some type of a crime, all right, and they had this judge that we all know is not a fan of Trump, and he signed a warrant when he should have recused himself. So I think if they did have an informant, they would not have gone to this guy. They would have gone to another judge.
Right?
I mean, if you have an informant, all right, and the way it works is if you have an informant and you never used the informant before, it's the first time you're using it, the judge will have to do, it'll be in the judge's chambers, but the judge will question the informant as to what he knows, how he knows, you know, explain to him what's going on, and 99 out of 100 times, the judge is going to sign off on the warrant, right? But they didn't have, in my opinion, I don't think they had an informant. It's they just spelled out a crime. You know, all of a sudden now it's the Espionage Act of 1917 or whatever. So they're gonna go with that, and you know, they went to this judge and he signed it. Like I said, if they had an informant, they wouldn't have gone to this judge. They would have gone to they would not have gone to the magistrate. They would have gone to a judge.
Well, they went to a specific.
Right? I mean, a magistrate is a judge, but I think they would have gone to an actual judge.
They picked him for a reason, though, right?
Yeah, magistrates are there basically, you know, kind of, I guess, to help with the backlog. But I think that they would have gone to an appointed judge. That's what I'm saying. You know,
yeah,
one
that's
appointed by a politician.
This is an Epstein lawyer, or judge. And, like, he quit being a judge to be an Epstein lawyer, and now he's a judge again. And now, you know, so that's what makes me think that this is, could be tied to Pedogate in some way, you know? Like I said earlier, it would be the ultimate troll if they just pulled all of the information that, you know, proved that the election was rigged, you know, all of these, you know, fill-in-the-blank things that are, you know, proved that they're all criminals on the left.
We hear how, you know, we hear from Liz Cheney that Trump should be locked up, that he's ruining our democracy. If he's not, we're not a country of laws anymore if he's not arrested. And then it's coming out, it came out today that her husband has something to do with Hunter Biden.
Yeah, they're all connected.
So what the hell is going on here?
Well, all
right.
It's not that easy, right? They're being threatened.
What in the world is going on here? Now, this woman is making a spectacle of this. She's slamming Trump every second, every breathing moment. She's in front of a camera. She's slamming him, and now we find out that her husband has some kind of involvement with Hunter Biden. Come on, man.
Of course.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's all there.
And they don't remove her from this committee. She has no business being on that committee now.
No. Well, but this Liz Cheney Goodbye Eve, right? I mean, isn't tomorrow Liz Cheney is going to lose her primary?
I believe that's the primary tomorrow. I mean, look, as I said before, is this you know, is her destroying Trump or trying to destroy Trump a hill to die on? Is this the hill you really want to die on?
For some people, yes.
Old nonsense?
Who knows how much money they made to try and destroy? What if Liz Cheney got like $10 million to try and destroy Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she. I'm
because
sure
nobody would do that
under the
for
table.
Free, Vito.
Proof. It's mind blowing. You know, where we see we have, you know, I mean, here you are presenting this, she is on this committee presenting whatever it is that they're doing, and we know the truth already. And why are you trying, you know what I mean, we know that Trump did not instigate this, and yet she's pushing it that he did. And people, there's a small group of people that believe exactly what they're saying, that Trump did this. And now the search warrant, it's making some other people now starting to believe it. And like I said, I think they need to perp walk him to get to completely, well, to as best they can, destroy his credibility, you know, by doing that. They need to have him in handcuffs, all right, to show everybody, see, this, look what we did. Look at what we found.
Yeah,
and we took care of this. And yet all this other stuff that's going on, you know, before, you know, that he pointed out, and we all know what's going on. There's no bullshit about it. It's the truth. And yet, you know, Trump had a couple of pieces of paper that supposedly, we don't even know if he even knew about these papers. That's another thing, because from what they're saying, he doesn't even pack the boxes. Some agency does his packing. So,
right.
So
and
what
it's
do we
routine,
got here?
Waiting for his presidential library, all routine.
I mean, even the presidential library is saying that, yeah, we got everything we need. Everything is good. You know, they've been cooperating with us, you know, as far as getting what paperwork we need. You know, okay, here we go. But meanwhile, from what I understand, Obama still hasn't, I don't think they have any paperwork for his library yet.
Correct.
He has all the papers yet. So what's going on here? What are we doing?
So where's
here?
That raid?
You know, what's going on? Why, you know, you know, this criminal, if you're going to criminalize that, there's a hell of a lot more, I mean, real crimes going on. And the one crime that I'm still going to point out is that woman that was shot by the Secret Service agent or whoever, Capitol Police in the Capitol, Ashley Babbitt, huh? That woman was, she was unjustly killed, all right, by a Capitol Police officer, whatever it was. That's in my opinion.
Her family lives in my neighborhood. We're neighbors.
You know, but, you know, also, I'm down in Memphis, Tennessee today. And it's a few miles from where Elvis lived. And I was in a Walmart doing shopping. You cannot imagine how many people are still wearing masks down here.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, look, this is Memphis. It's not New York City. So, you know, everything here is spread out more as far as the population goes, but still the amount of people that I saw wearing masks today, it's something. I was like, wow, man, this is something special here. There's really something brewing here, man. They must have something in the water.
I try to get people to take theirs off as much as I can. It's surprising. It's pretty mixed bag where I live. It's, you know, a very liberal place. But I would say there's still more people not wearing masks around here. And they certainly are not enforced. Either that or I've trained my stores carefully over the because I haven't worn masks since basically the beginning. So, yeah, it's not really that enforced. It's crazy to see them. Sometimes I see some really radicals, but I just, for the most part, try to convince people to pick them off if I see them.
You know, but, you know, I just shake my head. What are you going to say to them? You know, at least they're not wearing rubber gloves. You know.
Oh, I've seen some of those.
All right. I haven't seen that in a while, Proof. I'll tell you, I have not seen that in a while. The only one that I have actually seen it, the last one, was someone that was driving. They were wearing a mask and rubber gloves, and they were the only.
And then, what they'll do is they'll touch money, and then they'll eat their food wearing the gloves. Like,
oh, absolutely.
That they just contaminated themselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
But at least they're not getting
100%.
Sick.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Sometimes, you know, if I see somebody like, you know, anybody wearing a mask, if they like touch their face, I'll be like, oh God, don't do that. No, you just contaminated yourself. You have to, you can't do that. That's, what are you doing? You're going to hurt yourself, you know, like,
yep.
And they kind of like stutter back and like, kind of like glitch out for a second. They're like robots. I don't know. Like, but they're fun to play with sometimes.
I mean, the good thing is, I mean, you know, being that I'm doing trucking, I've seen a lot of truckers, and I have not seen a single trucker wearing a mask.
Awesome. Jeez. Awesome. And if you see, okay, so the, like, I think it was last week, I saw one of my neighbors outside wearing a mask. And I don't challenge people on this stuff, especially neighbors. I certainly don't want to have a bad relationship with neighbors.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But I see him outside wearing a mask, right? And we're kind of passing, me and my husband are passing him, and I say, oh, my gosh, are you sick? And he goes, no, why? And I was like, oh, you're wearing a mask outside. I didn't understand, you know, that's, maybe if you're sick, you know. He's like, oh my gosh, I forgot I had it on, right? And he took it off, right? And it's like a little victory, I think, you know, that these people are, yeah, like, really that brainwashed.
How do they forget that they're wearing a scam? I don't get it.
I don't know at all. I have no idea. But he appeared to be coming out from, you know, coming out of his house wearing a scam, which is equally puzzling.
I mean,
but
that means, does that mean you're wearing it in the house?
there's so many questions, and he's my neighbor, you know. But
I totally get it. Believe you me. It's not like he came up to you and asked you, why aren't you wearing a mask? You know,
exactly. And I have, and I also have a sign out in front of my door saying, take off the mask and smell the bullshit. So they know where I stand.
Yeah. You know what? That's not a bad idea. I should put a sign on my house for no masks allowed inside.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Freedom. Yep. I do that too. Everybody who comes in my house, can I ask you to take off your mask, please? I don't know where it's been. It's like shoes. If you want to wear a mask, leave it at the door, you know?
Yeah. Very true.
But there's ways of getting around this
very
stuff,
true.
You know? It's not all lost. It's, you know, not all hope is lost. And like I said, if Trump wants to do the ultimate troll, he would just declassify PedoGate completely, especially with all of the Hulu Netflix specials coming along, Epstein, Jimmy Savile, Leslie Wexner, which is that one is really big. He's the limited grant, right? Which is it is Victoria's Secret, Bath & Body Works, Abercrombie & Fitch, Lane Bryant, Harry Bendel, I'm sure I'm leaving one out, but like these huge Bath and Body Works, I don't know if I said that, but huge brands, right? And he has, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, who, that's the first documentary that came out, happened to have all of his, was the power of attorney for all of his estate, Leslie Wexner's estate, right? And, you know, and then the sexualization of Victoria's Secret getting younger and younger until they are up on stage in lingerie playing with toys, you know, and
yeah,
it's And basically the brand is dying. But that's something that we all, you know, recognize from our childhood, that if we were going and purchasing things from, you know, a store, presumably it could have been a Wexler brand. And like I said, Jeffrey Epstein was his basically power of attorney. They're both Israeli, so there's the Mossad connection. It's a huge thing, and they're prepping the world for it. One billionaire at a time that's connected to Epstein. So maybe these are soft disclosures, because Pedogate is a hell of a thing to disclose, but if Trump had the authority to do it, to declassify it, you know, maybe through discovery, the truth will get out there and people will see it. These declassified documents admitting Pedogate is real.
Yeah, but the,
you know,
the judge or magistrate that signed off on the Trump raid, he's not going to accept that, because he was best friends with Mr. Epstein.
Exactly.
Yep.
And now that it's been soft disclosed, we've got a bunch of researchers out there saying, wait a second. I see headlines saying that Trump did not appoint him and that he really helped with the sweetheart deal and the non-disclosures that the victims had to sign, you know, to make it so that it was as painless as possible and as private as possible, you know? And now all of a sudden, are you telling me that the judge that signed Trump's warrant was connected with this dude? Oh, in the legal way. I think that people are going to see through it because of the soft disclosures that we know, you know, we know that these companies, Netflix, Hulu, we know that they have, you know, big buyers, like, big people on the board. We know them. But it's a soft disclosure because they know they've been caught. You know, they know that enough people have been abused and there's enough of a record, and it all comes back to these same people. And they're going to get caught, and they're going to get, it's going to be revealed, I think. I know you think more pessimistically, it seems, Vito, than I do about this. But I really do think that that Trump is going to come out an ultimate troll. Turn it right around on everything is boomerang so far. They won't even give up the source, right? Wait, let me ask you one question, Vito. Can I ask you one question? Sure. You said earlier there's a process to this, you know, legal process, right? And there has to be... there can be an affidavit, right? Because that's what happened in this case. There's an affidavit. So some anonymous person told this judge that there was stuff there, and that was enough for the judge to say, okay, go in. As of today, the Biden administration is saying that they're urging the Justice Department not to release the source, not to release the affidavit, because it's going to lead right back to them. It's going to be somebody who had no idea. He signed a warrant.
I don't understand how that's legal and legit to say don't cooperate with anything.
Well, nobody's saying that, though.
You know, people have gone in front of Congress and lied, and nothing's
been
done
about it. No, I'm talking
about
the Brandon administration.
Yeah, they said that they had no idea and they're not involved, and now they're telling the, you know, now they're urging the Justice Department not to give up who signed the affidavit, whose sworn statement that was, correct, Vito? Isn't that a sworn statement?
Yes.
Right. So if they lied on that, then, you know, all of this is going to go away because the warrant was fraudulent. And we're going to know that.
But you see, the question
we had 2 hours ago, and I don't know if Vito knows, but if it's a question of a judge versus a president, who has more power?
Obviously the president.
I don't know. If the judge orders something, the president can't say, F you, I'm going to do it my way.
No, but he can make whatever they rated him for legal.
They can retroactive that?
No, they can't. I don't think
they
can.
It. they can prove that they did it. They can prove that they filed the paperwork. They can prove that they've been working with the FBI since July to preserve these documents and make sure that, you know, they, you know, they've been cooperating with all of it. They said to add a lock here, they added a lock there, you know. And
that was in June, I believe.
July, and they've been cooperative ever since. Even the National Library says that they have everything that they need. All of the paperwork is in line. These people are going off of a sworn statement by an unknown source. How likely? It's the Democrats. This is the same playbook they use every single time. An anonymous source. I think it was the Ukraine statement. There was some person who leaked this information that we weren't even allowed to say his name on Facebook. You would get put in Facebook jail for even using his name.
Whose name?
You know, they, it was like Cryamilla or something. I forget. It was some, but you weren't allowed to use. We knew who leaked it because it was declassified, but. Facebook still decided to say if you use his name in anything, a meme, in words, you can get the heck out. They've got all that locked down, except I still think that once we find out, because they already know that the person who signed the affidavit is an illegitimate source, and they're just writing up a press coverage. It's a show. So,
like I said, they're doing this for the moment. They wanted to draw people in by getting this warrant. I think it was the wow factor. That's what they're playing off of. And their ultimate goal is to put him in handcuffs in front of a camera.
Yep.
That is their goal.
The memes alone will be worth it for them.
I mean, there are people that want him. He had nuclear code. He should be executed already. I mean, what?
How would he have the current nuclear codes if don't they change them every president? Because if they didn't,
Exactly, Poop. That's what I said earlier. I mean, you know, if they kept the same code from them, you know, from the last administration to this one, then there's a problem.
Watch it. It's probably like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, it's like in the movie. It's like in the movie Spaceballs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, that's such a good
one.
We just rewatched that
three,
with the kids.
4, 5, and then the other guy goes, "Remind me to change the password on my safe or whatever." It was just such a funny scene.
Yeah, remember not too long ago when Fauci did that? It was a Bill Gates something. We need to go warp. Speed operation, you know, not warp speed, but ludicrous speed or something. We need faster warp speed.
And it's gone ludicrous.
He's gone flat.
We've seen ludicrous. And we're going to see it more. Like you said, you know, you were talking about sudden deaths and stuff. Believe me, it's going to be even worse. What we're seeing now is nothing compared to what comes.
Oh, man. We joke around that my husband's sperm's going to be, like, triple in value because he's unvaccinated.
There is no way, man, I'm getting that vaccine.
So, okay, Proof doesn't watch a whole lot of TV, but did you watch Handmaid's, that documentary, Handmaid's Tale?
No.
I have not.
Oh, my God. It's not a documentary, but it's a documentary. That basically, like, do you know the premise of it, or not at all?
No, nothing.
Okay, so it's basically like the world stopped reproducing. Something is causing reproduction rate to go, you know, down, and just you know.
No, they don't know. Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know. Well, they actually
in Canada. Canada is actually experiencing something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they've been having hearings about what's going on. Women can't get pregnant. Our birth rates are low, and we've had an uptick in miscarriages, and nobody seems to know why.
Exactly. They're blaming it on everything.
Oh, they're blaming it on the dirt. What else did they say? The dirt. Don't do gardening.
Oh my God, I've
got pregnant. They're saying such a joke.
Marijuana.
A 26-year-old doctor just died in Canada from unknown sources.
Another one.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Another one.
Well, a former coworker of mine, when I was in the police department, his son was an MD, and he just dropped dead. The kid's under 30. He just dropped dead. Do we need to say what it was, proof?
Sad. That's sad.
Do we need to say what it was? I lost two cousins a couple of weeks ago. In less than 5 days, I lost two cousins in Italy.
Of COVID?
No. No.
The gene therapy.
Yes. They just dropped dead. Come on. We know what the hell it is.
It's so sad.
I'm watching this
documentary that basically the premise of it is, and it's nasty. It's like they round up all of the women in America, which is basically just a couple states. So they round up all of the fertile women, and they have these, like, they basically rape them and impregnate them and torture them. And it's terrible. And it's funny because the left, the Democrats are like, oh, this is what the right's doing. And it's completely the opposite because, you know, nobody on the right is forcing people. That's the whole thing, is they're not forcing people. And the Democrats are just now letting go of their stranglehold on everything. They're still keeping their emergencies in place. You know, they can tighten things up at any time, and nobody realizes that that's a Democrat thing. So, really, I'm watching this, like, for the second time, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is the Democrats. Like, they throw in things like, oh, this is a religious ceremony, this is Christianity, so people hate Christianity, right? But they also are, this is exactly what the Democrats want to do. Exactly. And it's crazy. Watch it if you can. It's on Hulu.
Insane. We shall see.
Anybody want to talk about gardening? What are you growing? Vito, are you growing anything?
Not me, no.
What's your growing zone?
I'm growing absolutely. I'm just growing. I'm growing my hair.
You're growing. There you go. You said you're a truck driver, so I guess that's a given. So might be
no one has to be vaccinated. They're not requiring truck drivers to be vaccinated. So for the time being, I'm in a safe place.
Yeah. Is there talk of shutting off? Create like California goods at any time by truck?
California, from what I understand, I didn't know this until I started doing this. I went to California last week. Every person entering California by car has to go through an agricultural check. Every road has a checkpoint going into the state. All right. Now, when I went in, they didn't ask me for any ID, but they asked if we had any agriculture in the truck. And I said, no, we have no agriculture in the truck. You know, I'm transporting underwear or whatever it was. And they're like, okay. They didn't even ask to see the bill of lading. I mean,
They just
yeah, that's right before Barstow.
They waved
us
on.
That's famous.
Yeah, I think it was in Barstow also. Poof, yes, I think that's where we entered.
Interesting.
Right through there, but everyone going in. Now, from what I understand now, what they're trying to do is they're going to try to push this through. All truckers going into the state are allowed to enter the state twice a month because they feel that it's taking jobs away from people in California. I don't know, you know, what it has to do with me coming from Texas going to California every few days. How that's a problem, but you know, apparently they think it is. And you can't even in California right now. I'm on a road. The signs here are 70 miles an hour, and in California, whatever road you're on, if it's 70 miles an hour, trucks cannot go over 55. And you cannot idle your car, your vehicle. As soon as you stop, you have to shut it off.
Hmm.
Interesting.
There is no idling whatsoever. Nothing.
Hmm. Well, idling around here is flexing. Gas is still, we're still gas in gas shop. We nearly hit 7 a gallon. I found it really interesting that Proof got fact checked for saying that gas was over. I think at that time it was like $6 a gallon. They're like, no,
right.
Fact check. And I'm like, dude,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
it was
really
over $6 a gallon in California. Yep.
I'm literally taking a picture that, you know, from my car as I'm driving past a gas station of, you know, $6.65 gas, a gallon gas. I'm literally doing
mm-hmm.
that. And he's saying, no, well, it's not happening. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
they just try to hide
everything. We gassed up before we came into California.
That's very smart.
You know, and then we went to Los Angeles, and I did not realize how big Los Angeles was, but the LA area. But it's a big area, man.
Yeah. No, we went to Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, and it was the city is insane. The Tent City it's a voting district. It is huge. It is fast.
Yeah.
You know, and, it was, other than that, it was a beach, but you know what? I live at the beach. My dog park is a beach, you know? Like, I don't need to go to the beach in L.A. I can go to the beach in you know, Ocean Beach and go play with my dog and, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll go to LA for some reasons, but I don't really like it.
I mean, you know, I was in there. I didn't really didn't see. We went from the highway to a turn. It's one of our terminals, which is right off the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to grab some pizza nearby. So you know, we really didn't see LA. We didn't take a tour of it. This is just we went from point A to point B, went to get something to eat, went back to the terminal, got another truck, and went out and went back. So that's basically it.
That's not really the way I'd like to see California. But that's fine. If you're ever in San Diego,
I wouldn't mind, like I said.
I wouldn't mind
staying, you know, because we have to, if you hit 70 hours of actual work in an 8-day period, you have to sit down for 34 straight hours. That's a federal law. And, I wouldn't mind doing it in California, in L.A., getting on a bus or whatever and just go around the city, see what's around. I mean, the last time I was in California was 1985, 86, I think it was. I forget exactly. But, I wouldn't, then I was young. You know, now I would really like to see what it's like. You know, really see
yeah,
what it's like.
Yeah, let me know. We're here.
I'm going to take a tour. Oh, the moon is pretty big out there tonight. Oh, no. It's a half moon, but fairly large.
So you're currently driving, is that correct?
Yep.
Just really quiet,
I
have to say, for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have my trainer in the truck with me. He was on the phone with somebody else. But it's, you know, just not bad. The trucks are very, these trucks are very very comfortable. I'll put it this way.
Nice.
And it's a diesel engine.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear it a little bit, but, you know, it's not that bad.
Meanwhile, I'm
really
thinking about getting a landline because my sound could be better. But and my cell, like, I have terrible cell service. I live in San Diego proper, and my phone is, like, terrible cell service.
Yeah.
But
well,
hey,
right,
if you're
right
ever interested in getting
outside.
Bondage, let me know.
What's that?
If you ever decide you want a Bondage phone, let me know.
I don't even know what that is.
But that's a flip phone, right, Proof?
No, it's a VoIP phone that plugs into your router.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, let's talk later about that. Because that's doable. But... yeah. I don't know. That's what I mean. I was about to talk about food, but I don't. You can't grow food. They did say. Oh, now they're saying California, like we're like in drought, like severe drought right now. They're like, get ready for a mega flood. I'm like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're gonna throw some chicken pox and monkey pox and COVID on top of that, just to make it really. And Marburg or whatever the hell this new thing that they've been
throwing
around.
Don't forget
about
the new Lange virus.
The who virus?
Lange, L-A-N-G-Y-A, Lange. This is way worse than COVID's.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I choose not to live that life.
You know, they want you to
get
a vaccine for
that's fun of the year.
They want you to get vaccinated for monkeypox, and like nobody dies from monkeypox, so
yeah.
They say. So why do we get? What are you getting a vaccine for?
True, and you know, honestly, like at this point, I think all we can do is like really honor those people because if we're right, and we hope we're not right, those people won't really be with us for too much longer. So that's how I
not to be around much longer.
Yeah. Sometimes I make fun of people who are quad-vaxxed and are talking about how lucky they are that they're quad-vaxxed and have to take meds because they got COVID. It's like, okay, well, that's the Pfizer of CEO Pfizer. Like, this is like comedy, right? Like, this can't be real. People are really this gullible.
Yeah,
I think a lot more
people
think no to the booster, thank God.
There are people like gullible out there.
So they won't be with us for too long. So let's just plant some food and make sure that everybody is taken care of and go that way. Because at this point, we all see that we're, like, you know, rolling off a cliff, right? Like, there's really a lot that is being thrown at us all at once. And if we're right and the population does go way down, you know, the system is going to change completely. So let's just grow food and make sure that we, our community thrives, not just survive, whatever they throw at us.
They're going to throw more at us. That is the truth.
Throw it. That's fine.
You know
when life throws you lemons, lemons, put them in the freezer and throw them back.
Make lemonade. Yeah.
For that, you know.
Speaking of which, what's the difference between Kyle Rittenhouse and the Pfizer shots?
What's that?
Kyle Rittenhouse's three shots actually work.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Depending on what World Economic Forum you follow, the Pfizer shots could be working too.
Yeah. But the reality is, Rittenhouse's shots are worked a lot better than the Pfizer shots work.
Yeah, pretty much. That's right. I don't know. Like, yeah, I do pay attention to this stuff, but I don't know. I just try not to be. That doesn't rule my life, you know. And whoa, the fuck! Something big just went off.
Mm.
I'm sorry. You guys continue. Like, there was a big boom outside my house.
Okay. So anyway, I'm not sure where we were exactly. We were off on a bunch of tangents.
Yeah, we were joking on Rittenhouse. No, well, not making fun of Rittenhouse, but making fun of the comparison to his three shots as opposed to the three Pfizer shots.
So here's something I didn't cover yet. Toyota is sponsors. They're sponsoring lessons on first steps of drag queen artistry for children. So basically, it is for kindergartners. They're sponsoring the first their first drag queening. It's called Models of Pride.
Are you kidding me?
No.
God, why would Toyota do that?
The first one is called Where Do You Fit In? And Toyota's donated over $100,000 to the Los Angeles LGBTQPIAP+ Center and has pledged to do so on an annual basis. And donating $100,000 a year is George Soros' Open Society Foundation.
Right. Yeah, somebody's got to do something about Soros. Something's got to be done about Soros. Somebody eventually is going to do something. Wow.
Okay, we fixed it. We figured it out. It's okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. So how about this one, Danielle? I want to share this one with you. San Diego is testing trash cans that cost taxpayers over $20,000 each.
What kind of a trash can would cost that much money?
So San Diego has commissioned a company to make the perfect trash can that clean up the city streets. The prototype cost taxpayers $20,000 each.
Wow.
I don't know what they do different.
Does this trash can have AI?
Sorry, you canceled each other out. You both talked at the same time.
All right, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I was just making a bad joke. I was like, is this the beginning of RoboCop? Is this how it all starts?
Well, that's
might
my
be
joke
Roomba.
Yeah. I was going to say that there's these garbage cans, are they AI connected? You know, as soon as you throw something on the floor, it scoops up and picks it up and throws it in.
Well,
you
who
know,
knows?
It
might be a smart trash can. Everything else is smart now.
Mm-hmm.
People are still crapping in the streets, but they could have $20,000 trash cans.
Maybe it cleans up the poop. I'm trying to be optimistic.
I don't think it does, though.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying I'm not going to let AI rule my life. Anything that I can take out with a super soaker, full of barbecue sauce is not going to be something that makes me afraid.
Yeah.
So, Danielle, what do you have coming up on your show on Sunday, do you know?
Well, I am toying around with doing three segments because we're kind of all over the place, and, you know, sometimes that's fine. But I want to dedicate so 3 hours, and I want to do an hour, 1 hour for food, 1 hour for news, and 1 hour for health, right? And so... you know, in whatever order. So say the first hour is news, as we talk about current events. Then we talk about, you know, planting and giving, you know, tips on, you know, survival things like canning, you know, growing your own food, saving your own, you know, your seeds, collecting water. So, you know, all of these kind of things. So that would be the food segment. And then the health segment is whether that's spiritual health, mental health, physical health. We talk about one of, you know, a topic related to that for the third hour. So we're toying around with formatting it like that starting this Sunday. 3 to 6 Pacific Standard Time, seems to change.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything specific planned for tomorrow.
No. Well, I'm sure something will come up tomorrow. Seems like we've got a new, you know, shiny bauble to look at every day, right? We can look at who's going to get arrested and what the who's tweeting about what and all that stuff. Or I don't know. Maybe do a whole hour tomorrow on food and growing food.
That's not a bad idea.
I had a lot of callers yesterday. I think that was the most that I've ever had as far as... I know people listen other places, but I had a lot of callers yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that can put seven people on a show at once. That anything more than four is confusing for me.
It's a little difficult.
Yeah.
And then there's some people that refuse to call my show anymore because I won't let them have the microphone the whole time. Like, there's been people that if I have a guest on, they'll say, well, I'm your guest. It's like, no, if you want airtime, you could buy it.
Yeah.
But don't tell me who I'm going to have on as a guest. I love you, Vito, but if I have a guest, I'm going to my guest.
Absolutely, dude. You totally understand, man.
Yeah, it's like I could talk to that person every day if I wanted to. But if I have a guest, that's special.
Agreed.
You know, if that's what pays the bills, you know, you got to pay the bills.
Well, that's what keeps me happy. So if I'm not happy and I quit, then nobody has a show.
Exactly.
There you go.
No, I'm just saying, why would I pay for a network if I'm not going to do a show? That just sounds stupid. So I have to be happy, and I'm not saying I have to be a diva, but I'm not going to let people overrun me because at the end of the day, I'm the bill payer.
That's right.
Right. But it's quite a network. I'm really excited about your friend's show.
Yeah, Felicia, yes.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll definitely tune in. It sounds like she's got some really solid content, I'm sorry, to put out. I'm excited to see what she does. Oh, remind
it's been
me
a
of,
while
the,
since anybody even applied
show,
to
though?
Become a Freedomist, actually, so I'm happy about that. I wish we can get new show hosts.
Yeah.
I don't know the reason why nobody even applies anymore.
I don't know.
Applies for what, Proof?
To become a host on Freedomizer.
Ah, I gotcha.
Vito, you could probably do a whole show.
Yeah, but he's a truck driver.
I probably could, but
I know exactly
I'm driving most of the time.
Long stretches of the road. I guess you do have to pay attention a little bit to the switchboard, but
you have to pay attention a lot to the road, and you have
He'll have to read articles. You're not going to read an article while going 70 down the road.
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah. You know, as I was talking to one of my instructors, once they had us out, you know, learning how to drive the trucks. I said to him, I says, you know, you drive a car, all right, you know, you got to look ahead, you know, make sure everything's all right. You're riding a motorcycle, you have to look even further ahead, you know, make sure everything is good. You're driving a tractor trailer, you have to look ahead at least a football field or more, you know, to be aware of what's going on in front of you. That's how crazy it is.
I can imagine.
You know, I had one of these. I guarantee you, he says, you will be a believer. This will make a believer out of you.
Hmm.
You know, you're towing. You know, you're sitting on top of 70,000, 80,000 pounds. You know, and you have to stop. You will believe in God. That will make you a believer in God.
Yeah, I feel safe and secure with my, you know, I've got a safe, I've got a nice car. It's not like super fancy, a few years old, but I feel very safe in it. Unfortunately, it only takes mid-grade or above, and so the gas prices really, really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really hurt. But at least I know I can stop safely.
Yeah. I mean, here you have 18 wheels. You have 18 wheels that are on the ground. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you had a stop at 60 miles an hour quickly, you ain't stopping. You know, you could pray all you want, and you hope your prayers are heard. But it's going to take you a while to slow down.
Exactly.
All right, well, I got the 60-second buzzer here, so I do have to shut this down whether I'm ready to leave or not.
Oh, okay. Well, it was fun.
All right, well, we'll see if we have you next Wednesday, Danielle. That would be nice. And thank you, Vito, for calling in also.
Yeah. No problem, Proof. I always enjoy calling in.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in. I will be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on Freedomizer. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative.